This WBEZ podcast is supported by Wise, the app for international people using money around the globe. With the Wise account, you can send, spend, and receive in up to 40 currencies with only a few simple taps. Download the Wise app today or visit wise.com. Terms and conditions apply. Be smart. Get Wise.
Good afternoon. I'm Lisa Labas, and this is The Rundown. The Illinois Department of Public Health is urging caution as confirmed cases of COVID-19 are rising in emergency rooms. Weekly data from the Centers for Disease Control shows a nearly 30% increase in COVID-related ER visits across Illinois during the first week in June. Dr. Artie Barnes is the State Health Department Chief Medical Officer and says treatments are available for people at high risk for developing serious illness once they test positive, and that includes more people than you might think.
Even a very sedentary lifestyle, mental conditions like having, you know, severe depression, things like that, that people don't consider traditional risk factors are considered also risk factors for COVID.
Dr. Barnes hopes the FDA approves a new vaccine for the fall that would better protect against today's dominant variant. It's known as KP2. Unions representing journalists at WBEZ and the Sun-Times are calling for the ouster of the Chicago Public Media CEO. My colleague Dan Mihalopoulos reports.
The union said today their members voted overwhelmingly to express no confidence in CEO Matt Moog. He had announced plans to leave, but oversaw layoffs earlier this year. Union officials said 96% of the journalists who participated in the no confidence vote want Moog gone now. But the head of the Chicago Public Media Board praised Moog and said he would remain until his replacement is in place. The board is conducting a national executive search. Dan Mihalopoulos, WBEZ News.
The Planned Parenthood Clinic in Peoria is up and running after it was firebombed over a year ago. The attacker has been sentenced to 10 years in prison for breaking a window and throwing a homemade Molotov cocktail into the waiting room. Planned Parenthood CEO Jennifer Welch says it means a lot for her to be standing in that waiting room today.
Most of our patients before the arson and since the arson come to us for family planning. STI testing and treatment is one of our most frequent services. So is gender-affirming care for transgender patients. So we are really offering a full range of health care to this community.
She says the clinic currently offers medication abortions and hopes to soon offer surgical abortions. And Tony Award winner Billy Porter, New Orleans bounce queen Big Frida, and rising Urbano star Rye Now will headline Chicago's Market Days in August. The popular LGBTQ outdoor festival will run August 10th and 11th in Chicago's North Halsted neighborhood. Weather, more hot weather, sunny skies, breezy, a high in the mid-90s, heat index in the upper 90s. Tonight, partly cloudy, windy, a low in the upper 70s. And tomorrow, Juneteenth, sunny and hot, a few showers in the afternoon, and a high again in the mid-90s. You can find the latest news whenever you want at WBEZ.org or on your radio at 91.5 FM. I'm Lisa Labas. Thanks for listening.